Not at all. I mean, huge part of our team. We value what he does a tremendous amount. We're lucky in this situation because we've been doing it all year.
It just makes your defense that has lost a lot of its starters, you know, a little bit thinner. However, that thin defense that I talk about contributed to a shutout in the last game. Give us an idea of how you guys are pulling that off.
I think we have a tremendous amount of depth, first and foremost. So when you're able to go, eight defensemen deep, it gives you a little bit of a luxury back there. So what typically happens is guys come in, they're fired up to be in the lineup. They play with a little bit of an edge. They play fast. And the guys around them play fast to try to help them out.
So should Sammy Nicou be the player who draws in? What does he need to know about his first playoff game, and what would you expect from him?
Sammy Nicou has played one game in the NHL and he scored one goal.
A note on your D, there was so much talk, obviously, when the trade deadline came and we were all talking about Stastny, but how about the addition of Joe Morrow in this room? And, you know, he's only missed one game.
Yeah, he's been great. Really steady back there, makes a great first pass, sees the ice really well. Obviously scored a huge goal for us in game one, so great addition to our team, great guy in the room. Can't say enough good things about him.
What was it like from a player's standpoint, or what is it like, I guess is a better way to phrase it, with 2 days in between these games?
Just a little bit of extra rest for you guys.
Yeah, it's nice to get that extra day. Anyone with some bumps and bruises get a little bit extra treatment, and just get excited for a big game to run it.